came up.
And you'd say, this morning at 6 o'clock, the sun...
Was up when I got up.
The sun did what at 6 o'clock?
Rose.
Or when I got outside this morning, the sun had already...
done rose.
Uh-huh. And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to start work before...
That reminds me of way back, young. Everybody was working, went to work before that sun rose, and they worked and they didn't quit till that sun went behind them clouds.
Uh-huh.
But now they come off and work at 4 o'clock. They don't go to work till 7, the sun's way up, young.
You say they used to get up to work at...
They'd go to work, leave out from here at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Go to work. That's be working full daylight. Be worked an hour full sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Work till the sun's gone down. They didn't work by hours. They just worked by the day. They worked and the sun went up and the sun went down.
You said they worked from what to what?
What to what? They worked from look, as I hear them say, from look to look.
What do you mean?
They look, when daylight come, you could look. When the sun went down, you look. You just work from time you could look till you couldn't look.
What's another way of saying daylight? You started work at sun?
Daybreak.
Or at sun?
Daylight.
Or you could call it at sun?
Set.
Huh?
At sunset.
Uh-huh.
They call, you can go to work at sunset, sunrise.
Uh-huh. And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated on.
Uh-huh. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're completely...
deaf.
Do you ever hear people say deaf?
Yeah, lots of deaf and deaf, can't hear.
Uh-huh. And a sore that comes to a head is called a
rising, ain't a boil, a rising or something.
What drains out of there?
What a pus.
Uh-huh. What drains out of a blister?
Well, it's... look like water.
Mm-hmm. And if you got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Well, I don't know what he'd do. He'd have to wash it out with something.
What would he call that, where you had been hurt?
A wound.
Do you ever see, sometimes a wound won't heal back right? Horses get this. It grows over on it wrong, and you have to, it's kind of a skinless growth.
Make a scar, you call them.
Well, it doesn't heal, and it's got to be, you got to cut that out or burn it out.
Well, now I've seen, heard of lots of that. Never get well. But some of them try to think it's a cancer. Your blood wasn't right. A flesh had rotten flesh or something. I see lots of them on their legs and arms.
Uh-huh.
And I've been cutting it. Never would heal back.
What would they call that? Some kind of flesh?
They call it the flesh is not right. It's must be poison flesh or something.
Did you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
Yeah. That's in a cut place. It accumulates in that. It's the same thing as pus. It's probably